Switching gears now. Sure, it's the weekend, but we're at work, so maybe that's why we want to talk some about work. It can be boring or exhilarating, frustrating or fulfilling. Journalist Studs Terkel found all of that when he went around the country interviewing people about their jobs.
How do you feel about your work?
Do your arms get tired?
What do you do?
Tell me something.
I started working when I was about 12 years old.
Now describe it step by step, as though you were telling a little child what it is.
The interviews were for the bestseller called, appropriately, Working. All week on NPR programs, we've been hearing recorded audio tape of these interviews, many of them for the first time. Radio diaries, along with Project And, listened through old reels to produce this series called Working Then and Now. Studs Terkel wrote about how the joy and satisfaction of work can be found in surprising places. Here's his interview with a caretaker at Shalom Memorial Park, a cemetery outside of Chicago.
How long you been a gravedigger?
About 8 years. So I started here about 1959.
A grave digger, someone who has a shovel and digs out dirt and helps lift the coffin and put it in the grave and covers it with dirt. How do you feel about your work?
I never had a dream to have this kind of job. But I believe it is important because not anybody can be a grave digger. I mean, you can be a sewer digger, you know, can dig sewers, but sewers, you just can dig a hole any way they come. You know, you can throw dirt and you just can make a mess of them. But when you dig a grave, this grave have to be neat and clean. All you see is a square hole and they're perfect.
I suppose also the fact that a human body, human being.
Yes, is going into this grave in there.
This is a question. You're in the middle of a great deal of grief.
Mm-hmm.
Does that affect you in any way?
Well, a funeral is one of the natural things in the world. I mean, it's like any other thing that happened. And you just have to just take it. I mean, you just have to take it. But believe me, sometimes it's real sad, some of these funerals. I never go to a funeral without a sunglasses, because your eyes is the first thing they show when you have a big emotion on a funeral. And I always use black glasses.
When you are called a grave digger yourself, do people look at you a certain way? I mean, when you're off work, you're somewhere else at a social gathering.
Well, I usually tell them that I'm a caretaker. That's usually the way they know me. I take care of this place.
Anything else you feel like saying about your work, your feeling about your job?
Well, I enjoy it very much, especially in summer. This is one of the nicest jobs in summer.
It is?
Yes, because we have over 100 acres of grass to be cut in here. When those lawnmowers go through, they smell nothing but fresh cut grass, and it's just fantastic, the aroma of that grass when it's cut.
You live on the grounds?
Yes, I've been living on the grounds for almost 12 years. They offer me the house, and I stay here, and I've been staying, and there I am.
You live on the grounds with your family?
Yes.
A last extra question, Mr. Martinez. Would you like to do this work for the rest of your life?
That's a very good question. I don't really know myself. I believe I'm just going to have to stay here probably until I die. I'm not going to be too bad for me because I've been living 12 years already in the cemetery. So if I die, I'm still going to be living in the cemetery. So they're going to be all right with me.
That was Homer Martinez, interviewed by Studs Terkel about his job at Shalom Memorial Park Cemetery in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Martinez retired in the 1980s and moved away from the cemetery grounds. In Terkel's book, Martinez appears under the pseudonym Elmer Ruiz. Our series, Working Then and Now, comes to us from the Radio Diaries podcast, thanks to Jane Sachs of Project And.